Welcome to the Sean Thompson Rocket Football Coaches Show, brought to you by these faithful partners in Rocket Football: Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent, Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange, Homestead Realty when you're buying or selling real estate, Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899, Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday Night Football, First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist. Now let's get right to today's show. Welcome to our Monday podcast. We will reflect on the game Friday night. Coach Thompson is here as usual. The Rockets win 56-34 at Trigg County and are now 3-1 on the season and will prepare to open the district this week. Ranked number 6 in Class A. I don't know if we'll move up a notch or two, but Coach Thompson, very resounding win at Trigg County. Not as close as that final score indicated.
No, it definitely wasn't as close as the score indicated, but either way, a win is a win. The guys came out kind of slow but really picked it up after kind of getting in their tails a little bit and getting them focused and engaged at the task at hand.
Yeah, politely told them in the huddle out there early in the game.
Very polite.
I observed it.
Yeah, very polite, but, you know, you expect them to come out and start the game off that way. And you know, when we were walking on the field, they chose to walk across the field, and that my exact words to them was, "That's a bold move. You better come out ready to play," and they didn't. And Trigg was able to take advantage of some things, and we just had to go ahead and change that mindset really fast and get going.
When you did gather them up there, and that you called a timeout early, which you only do when you really have to get somebody's attention, I guess, or something's not going well at all that early in the game to get a timeout. But, you know, I think your comment to them was, you're not good enough to just show up.
Yeah, and most teams aren't.
Yeah.
But when you start feeling good about yourself, that's the biggest thing I hate about rankings. You start getting, you start believing that number next to your team name, and you know, the thing about it is, we are a good football team and we have some really good football players. But if they don't show up every day, that's on practice on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then on Friday nights, we're not very good. So we got to make sure that our mindset is every rep we get better. And they're fully capable of doing that, but they're young, and sometimes you have to be reminded of that.
Respect has to be earned every play,
always,
every day.
Always.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about this football game. I want to jump down to the guys maybe that don't get a whole lot of publicity, but they do their jobs week after week, and you talk a little bit about how that's going. But Tucker Sharp was lineman of the week, and I believe that may be the first time Tucker's ever gotten that weekly honor. But certainly well deserved. Tucker's playing well
for sure. You know what Tucker's done is taking his game to another level here the last couple of weeks, and he's doing it with effort plays. You're seeing Tucker sprint down the field to get in front of ball carriers who have broke 20, 30 yards downfield, and seeing him fly into the picture and making big blocks to spring those big gains into touchdowns. That's effort. That always stands out. And that's something that he's always been capable of. But now what he's done is also got consistent as far as what he's doing every play and doing his job and not having those mishaps on plays, and just got more consistent in his making the plays and doing what he's supposed to do each time the ball is snapped. So it's huge for Tucker to get this week, and I hope he continues to build upon it because I'm starting to like what I'm seeing out of him. He's a guy that we can depend on.
Mm-hmm. Zach Counts is another guy that's come on this year, earned a spot in the regular rotation up there and playing pretty well.
Yeah, for sure. Zach has stepped in. He didn't start the year starting for us, but he got that opportunity and he stepped in nicely, and he's just done his job. He consistently does what he's supposed to do, and he's a guy that we can depend on, just like Tucker. And another one, you know, is Ben, who plays center for us. Ben Evans, he's done a good job since we pulled him a couple weeks ago, and he got his opportunity to get back in there, and he's just been consistent since then. Our line has really played well most of the season outside of that first game. You know, they've been one of our stronger groups on the offensive side of the ball. So as long as those guys continue to improve every game, we'll continue to get better as an offense.
Of course, we have Ian Ellington and Dylan Yates up front. Those guys, they're pretty common household names if you are paying attention to Rocket football. But doggone it, Dylan Yates is just – He's an incredible football player. I don't know that he's not one of the best players on the field week after week.
Yeah, he's always going to be one of the top players on the field every week, and he does it with energy and effort. It's funny you say that because you really didn't see any difference in his play this Friday, even though he's nursing an injury in his foot. He's kind of got a sprain. I don't know how to explain it. There's mm-hmm. a part of his foot that's sprained. And he struggled to move all week, but you couldn't tell come Friday night because he loves the game and he gives you everything he has every play. Mm-hmm. So he's big for our team, and he's a leader on our team, and he a lot of what he does has to do with what drives us as a team.
Mm-hmm. Defensive player of the week, this from the Tree County game, Tyler Boone, 13 solo tackles, fumble recovery, 2 sacks, and a tackle for loss. And I believe, I haven't looked, but I think Andy Hunt had said, and he's posted all this stuff already, but I haven't gone online and looked. I believe he set the school record for solo tackles in a career. So Tyler Boone, of course, he would be shattering all of the defensive records, tackle records, had he not had some injuries over the last couple of seasons. But quite a performance there.
Yeah, for sure. Tyler's the quarterback of the defense. He's the guy that plays sideline to sideline, and he plays with reckless abandonment and just gets where he's going in a bad mood, and it really makes the offensive guys pay when he's on the field. And that's what he did Friday against Trigg, you know. One of the plays that stands out to me, I guess it would be one of his sacks where the quarterback turns around and sees him coming full speed and he just falls down. That just shows you what Absolutely. People know about him and the way he plays. And it's just, you know, it's fulfilling to watch him on Friday night, the passion he brings, the swag right. that he walks around with, the swagger, you know, that he brings to our team. You know, it's great that he's on our team because having to play against him every week would be terrible.
You see that quarterback slide on Sundays a lot of times, but, man, you don't see it in a high school football game very often.
It's definitely not 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage either. I mean, that's just like saying I'm not willing to take this hit for the team.
Of course, gosh, picking the defensive player of the week is pretty tough this week. Mm-hmm. Kay McAllister had a great game, and all the usual characters are in there. Noah McGowan had some big plays. Braxton Winters, big plays. Just it went on and on with these guys. Super ball game. Preston Morgeson, 6 solo tackles, calls fumble, tackle for loss. Just
yeah.
The
defense, man. Coach Courtney does a great job preparing them each week. They continue to go out and perform well. But that was what was concerning. You know, you think back, and I guess my frustration is it's the first time I've lost a coin toss where I didn't get to choose. At Caldwell, I chose to defer. We lost the coin toss on Friday, and he wanted the ball.
Let's go to Vegas if you're that lucky.
Well, Coach Peach wanted the ball, and it surprised me. Why would, you know, a team that's offense, in every game we've come out, we've 3 and out first, why would you not go defense first? But he wanted the ball. He wanted to attack our strength, And they came out and they did that and hit that touchdown on the second play of the game. It was concerning for me because, you know, when a team picks offense, I'm sitting there like, okay, you just messed up. Mm-hmm. And that's easy. That's easy to live with when they do that. So it was concerning when they didn't come out and play at the level that they know how to play.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, that was part of the strategy too. He felt like he had, you know, a few plays there in his basket that he could pull out right off the bat and, and get you off, have you a little bit off guard early on and hit Kenny Adams over the middle. And after that, Kenny was pretty well shut down. Yeah. And they gave him the ball a lot at the end just to kind of, you know, when they were – the game was over, but a lot of our reserves were in. And I know that was – I could see on your face you were a little disappointed there at the end when your reserve guys come in there, your twos and your threes to finish up everything. And they score a couple of touchdowns on us. Mm-hmm. Really three touchdowns if you go back third quarter. So.
Yeah. Hey, that's frustrating as well. You know, you got to be ready to play when your number's called.
Mm-hmm. But our offense gave them the opportunity, too.
For sure. The offense nor the defense did well once we started going towards putting our reserves in. And that's something that can't happen. When you get that opportunity to play on a Friday night, you got to go out there and give everything you have. Make sure you do your job. That's it. You're going out there in a situation where it's tough. I'll give you that. It's tough because the other team's going to come after you and try to take advantage of the fact that you're a two or a three, and they're going to get in. Like offensively, for example, they're going to bring the house. We know that. But you still got to go out there and you got to play and do what you're supposed to do. And we just weren't able to do that. It's frustrating. That's something that we'll fix. That falls on the coaches.
And a lot of times the other team will start supplementing their mm-hmm. group too. They may leave two or three of their guys in, mm-hmm. may need to. But I didn't see much of that on those.
No,
sides.
They were
still coming at you.
Yeah, they were coming. They were trying to go out there and compete and leave on a positive note. And I understand that. Coach Beach is trying to get that program going. No, there's no ill will or hard feelings towards those guys. I understand exactly what their mindset was.
Let's touch on this just a little bit. I mentioned it on the game broadcast at halftime or before. I can't remember what we talked about it. But Coach Peach was the guy that recruited you.
Yeah.
Peach had been at Hancock County. He's been at Anderson County. But he was at Campbellsville as the head football coach, and he mm-hmm. recruited you. So y'all have a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, he's the one that got me to Campbellsville. And, you know, I appreciate it every day because, you know, that was five of the best years of my life to date because I didn't know it at the time, you know. But I gained so much from my time there. Mm-hmm. I developed into a man. And I guess I owe that to him for talking me into going there because, I mean, I was kind of hesitant to do that. But, you know, when looking back, it was probably where I needed to be and what I needed to be a part of. So, yeah.
And you told me a story the other day about when you first got there, you went and picked out a quarterback number, and he told you, no, find something in the 80s.
Oh, no.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it was the receivers coach. I went in there looking for shoulder pads. Oh. You know, that was the big thing with going to Campbellsville is they told me I'd be able to play quarterback.
Of course, you played in high school here.
It fit. They were a triple option team. I was like, this is great. And that's a lot of why I chose there. And I got there that first night, and the receiver coach, who was handing out shoulder pads, he asked me what kind of shoulder pads I like. And I said, anything I can throw the ball in. And then his response was, you haven't heard yet? You're going to receiver.
Well, I remembered the story different.
But. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. I mean,
we writers do that sometimes.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Speaking of offensive players, Xander Tabor, another great night. You know, he was back to his old self down mm-hmm. at Trigg County, rushed for 166 and finished with 223 yards, had, 57 receiving and a touchdown. Four, I think he scored four touchdowns in this game, if I'm not mistaken. Five touchdowns in the game. And then also returned a kickoff. Or
40, 50 yards.
Yeah, I mean, just incredible. Typical X game.
Yeah, X continues to
– he's your player of the week, by the way.
Yeah, definitely player of the week. He was all over the place. He was left his mark in the passing game as well as the run game. But what you saw was him running downhill this week. You know, there's still those plays where he's looking to take nothing and turn it into something big where he's, like, losing yards here and there. But You didn't see that as much. You saw him just take the ball and go downhill now, and that's when he's best.
I think so, too. Yeah, no question. Yeah,
for sure. If he's running through guys, that's where he's his best, and he's getting back to that. He knows that's what he needs to be doing, but there's times where you feel like you can get out of a situation.
Yeah.
And it's tough to do, but, you know, getting him back in the rhythm of what makes him good as far as making those big plays by running through people is what we're trying to do, and it's what he's trying to do, and we're going to get back to that. But he was huge for us and really got us going offensively on Friday.
Yeah, sure did. And Luke Kreider, probably his best outing of the season. Didn't throw the ball as many times. Threw it 10, completed 6, 280 yards. Yeah. And a lot of those went for touchdowns. So. You were telling me the one pick that he did throw was just maybe a bad call by the coach.
Yeah, for sure. It's on me. It really is. I went out there and had something in my mind and must have said something else. I do that sometimes. But all the players had that play that they thought I called or that I probably did call in their head. And then I went and made a tag for another play last minute. And the tag was there, but – I did not call the play I thought I called, which brought someone else to that spot as well, allowing the defender to go and make a good play. So, when I mess up, I'll own it. Just like when I get penalties, I own it. Luke had an opportunity to be a little bit better, and I kind of continued his streak of having a turnover, but that's on me. And like I said, I could own mine. But he played a really good football game. It's easy when guys are getting that wide open. Man coverage is something that we work against every day. We try to be great against man coverage because I feel like that's part of our kryptonite. So when we finally saw man this year, we were able to go out and execute, make a lot of big plays.
Knock the home run several times.
Yeah, it's funny to not be a home run team. That seems to be what we're doing this year.
We really are. We talked about that, how we don't have that many first downs through four games. And
we really messed up that average this week.
Yeah, it really did. What were the first downs? Five first downs in the game for Critton and 13 for Trigg. So, but, you know, something we forget is we're getting ready to start week 5 here of the COVID season, the COVID, the season's been changed by this pandemic. Week 5 district begins this week. But, you know, you back this up, and if this were a normal season, we would be in our just finishing our second week. We would add a couple of scrimmages. So to see some of these guys just kind of starting to get their legs under them and get in sync offensively, you know, not something we wouldn't expect, really, if you step back and look at it.
For sure, and we started with the hardest part of our schedule as well, so the hardest run, stretch, and guys are getting going now, and that's what we need. We need our offense to really hit the ground running now from here on out, because we go into district play, and Russellville, you know, had an opportunity for an open night. They got to come out and watch us on Friday, and that's who we're ready to go see them. Fulton County, those guys, those are teams that we're excited about getting on the field and continuing our run as district champs.
Yeah, the next 3 weeks we'll have all those guys. They'll start out down at Caverna, and that's a long trip. We'll talk about that Thursday on the. On the live coach show, I want to get before we sign off here, get in our special teams player of the week, Noah Perkins. Man, that dude is automatic on the PATs.
Yeah, for sure.
And Kentucky could use one of those guys.
and that's what he's done, is silently just lined up and made every one of his PATs this year. He's a guy that you could depend on when you score to just line up and kick it and get that point, that free point. You never really worry about getting behind on the scoreboard in a shootout, because you know that he's going to go out there. He's typically automatic. So he's done that, and, you know, he'll continue to do that because he practices it a lot, and he takes it seriously. And, you know, he's also done a good job on kickoff, doing what coaches asked him to do. He's asked him to do a lot of different kicks, and he's stepped up and done that. Coach Brown is really taking pride in changing up each week what we do kickoff, and Perkins has really been able to answer the call. So
if it wasn't for Xander Tabor, he'd have been the leading scorer the other night. Xander, five touches. Yeah. But Perkins had 8 points, so not too bad. Just to sum it up, a big win that was on the scoreboard at the end of the day. Wasn't quite as close as the way it finished, but nice win, and we are 3-1 and headed into the district run on our schedule. Coach Thompson, anything else you'd like to say in conclusion today?
I'll just continue to come out and support us, and understand that just because we're continuing to get to play, that doesn't mean that tomorrow we won't be able to play. We got to continue to do our part to make sure that the season continues on the way it is or has been. But understand that, you know, these aren't our guidelines, but this is what we have to do to play. So make sure that you support us in everything that we need for our season to go.
Every week there's a number of games that are canceled, mm-hmm. because of the COVID. Counties in the red, just Russellville and Fulton County, our district foes, did not play last week, and I don't know when they'll make that up. But as you say, it sure is important. All right, Coach Thompson, great to be 3-1 and still ranked up there in the top as a top team in the state of Kentucky.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us on today's show. And remember these fine partners when you are shopping or doing business in Crittenden County. Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams agent. Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange. Homestead Realty, when you're buying or selling real estate. Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899. Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday night football. First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Caldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist.